Hi everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Bold, Brave and Black. I'm your host, Farouk Edu, and today we're talking about racism in the medical field. As the world we knew didn't feel as safe as we thought, due to a coronavirus pandemic no one saw coming. Surely, the appreciation for health workers increased due to the brave fight and sacrifice they took on to keep us safe. But a fraction of health workers often feel left out when it comes to the topic of respect, especially within their own peers. In this episode, I would be digging deep into one woman's story of how she turned victimization into triumph. Buckle up. I have a very special guest with me today who has kindly agreed to share her story with us. Her name is Ovi Onagbeboma, and she's been a nurse for more than a decade. She also identifies as Black and female. Onagbeboma also started an organization called the Canadian Black Nurses Alliance, which supports Black medical workers who often feel racially targeted. So, Ovi, can you tell us a little bit more about you and about the organization itself?
Okay, so I am the founder of Canadian Black Nurses Alliance, CBNA, and I have an amazing executive team and members. So CBNA was inspired by the adversity that I experienced, my lived experience as a Canadian Black nurse through my academic journey, as well as Canadian Black nurse in leadership. I've experienced isolation, not being supported, bullying, harassment, undermining. That was not your typical leadership challenges or undermining. And my voice was muted in that experience. And unfortunately, this is a very common experience for Canadian Black nurses and the members at CBNA.
Did you ever directly address these issues to the people in charge?
At the time, in addressing it, I didn't say this is outright racism, but it was very clear that it was. In January of 2020, 4 days before my birthday, and I mentioned that because I mentioned the specialness of my birthday, I was laid off, right? And the layoff happened during a time where the Ford government needed to make budget cuts and wanted, you know, organizations to meet this mandate. And I was part of the group of people who was handpicked to be laid off, right? There were people who were kept in the organization with less qualifications, less experience. And they were kept in the organization. So having that experience and opportunity to be laid off and think about purpose and think about, you know, where do I see myself going as a Canadian Black nurse? Coupled with the George Floyd experience, CBNA was birthed, right? There's empirical literature that shows when it's time to handpick who gets laid off, it's typically, you know, the Black nurse who's picked, right? So I don't want the community, I don't want our members to shy away from opportunities because of adversity. I think the adversity makes who we are today. We're resilient. We continue to pursue opportunity, but there is a group that don't. And we want to make sure that we're supporting everybody through what they're going through to make sure that they don't truncate their professional destiny as healthcare providers in nursing because of the adversity that Canadian Black nurses often experience.
It's so unfortunate what you've been through, but at the same time, where you are today, you must be extremely proud of yourself. How do you feel today?
It's unfortunate what I went through, but I took that experience for purpose and for a bigger something that's going to supersede me and be here after me. It's bigger than me. It's not about me and it's not about my team. It's about our community. We have so much to contribute, and if we're not highlighting it, we're going to be hidden. We'll continue to be hidden.
That's completely fair to say. But I also wanted to say and go back to something you said earlier on. You mentioned that you were laid off, but you started this organization. So could you say that everything happens for a reason?
I think the average person might miss that lesson. I was able to be in a confident space and a reflective space, as much as it was shocking, to still say, like, what is the message here? Like, what is the opportunity here? Again, being laid off and writing, you need to figure out your purpose, right? Running back into nursing is not the first thing you need to do. You need to figure out your purpose. And even writing that down is like, how the hell do you figure out your purpose? Like, and it just came. Yeah. It came. So it was built off of the ashes.
So we've spoken a lot about the CBNA organization, but when it comes to you, what specific experiences do you remember in the workplace?
Applied for a manager job at the organization I worked for 14 years. The director at the time asked me if I considered the impact becoming a manager would be on my family. Exactly. Like, is that a common question? And I remember sharing it with somebody who was a colleague who was a manager and is a manager at the time. They're like, what? Why does that matter?
And you don't think that would be asked to a white person?
And I can say this, honestly, a white person would have been succession planned into those positions, like tapped on the shoulder, like apply, it's already yours, but just go through the interview process. That's what they experience, right? We often don't experience that. If we do at all, we don't. So that's the difference, right? It's microaggression.
On the flip side, are there any positive things that we can actually learn from racism?
Anti-Black racism is actually focusing on the negative aspect when it should be anti-Black racism resiliency. And I was like, wow. It's like, we're such a resilient community. Mm-hmm. Like, no matter what we go through, we continue to rise. We continue to go after things. And I think that is where the focus should be. And that speaks to what CBNA focus is about. It's about empowering you. Go after your goals, regardless of the adversity. You can still become a mayor, right? In Montreal, in a certain borough, they have the first Black mayor, female. She has a nursing background, right? So there's opportunities out there, despite your adversities, but you have to continue to pursue it and continue to knock down and kick down the doors that sometimes often are closed shut, right? And I think the time is now more than it's been in the past. People have been speaking about the Canadian Black experience for decades. This is not a new topic. Mm-hmm. It's really not. It's been studied by researchers before, maybe not as much as it's going to be now, but right now people are listening.
Wow, what a conversation to be had. This has been so interesting. And thank you so much, Ovi, for doing this. Just before we go, do you have any last words?
I think I'm good. I think I said enough. Brooke's like, oh my God, she was nervous. How'd you find us? Because I think that's important to know as we get other opportunities that we're becoming recognizable.
Yeah.
And that's it for today, folks. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Bold, Brave and Black. Be sure to tune in next week where we would be talking to a man by the name of James Gilbert, who donated $1 million to his impoverished hometown he grew up in as a child. Until then, have a great rest of the week. Bye!